Welcome to Day 2 of Calming Anxiety. Today, we're going to look at how anxiety manifests in the mind and body. Start by finding a quiet place to sit where you won't be disturbed. Sit comfortably with a straight back and close your eyes. Most of us are well aware of the mind and body connection, but it's rarely as profound as when we experience anxiety and fear. When we're gripped by a fearful thought, it activates the sympathetic nervous system. This sends a signal that a threat is present, and this fight or flight reaction releases hormones and chemicals. Suddenly, we're flooded by anxious thoughts, strong emotions, and uncomfortable physical sensations. It's enough to make us feel we've lost control. Thankfully, through mindfulness, we can tune in to the mind-body connection and interrupt the vicious cycle of anxiety. As soon as we notice we're caught in it, we can stop, close our eyes, take a few deep breaths, and tune into the body. Dropping into the breath and the body grounds us in the present moment. Here, we're better able to observe our emotions and thoughts, and we can see how they manifest in the body as physical sensation. That tension in your back, that knot in your belly, sweating or heart palpitations. Tuning into how anxiety manifests as physical sensation helps us become more aware of the interconnectedness of our being and offers us a direct way to work with anxiety. So for today's practice, we're going to explore the mind-body connection. Bring your attention inward to the breath. Take a deep inhalation and a long exhalation. Look to the breath as a healing tool to create space in your mind and relax your body. With each breath you take, let your body begin to feel more and more at ease. Now allow the breath to resume its natural rhythm, letting it become light and easy. Follow the natural breath as it flows in and out. There's nothing else to do, nowhere else to be. Just relax into this moment. As you become still, take a moment to notice how you feel. Checking in with your overall energy and mental state. Observing your emotions and the state of your heart. However you feel in this moment is perfectly fine. There's no need to change, fix, or solve anything. We're simply tuning in and noticing. Now, let's shift our focus to the body, starting with the crown of the head and skull. noticing any contraction in the temples, any tightness or tension, or any other sensations. Scan your face, soften the forehead, notice what's here. If there's tension in the jaw, see if you can relax it. Letting the breath sweep through the front and back of the throat. Observing any sensations through the neck and into the shoulders. Perhaps shifting your awareness from one shoulder to the other. Sensing if there are any particular areas of tightness or tension. And if there are, breathe into those areas, letting there be a softening. Feeling into the length of your arms, allowing the breath to sweep through them. All the way into your wrists, hands, and fingers. Notice any tingling or pulsing through this region. Feeling the area of your chest now as it expands and contracts. Not trying to change anything, just greeting whatever sensations are here with curiosity. And dropping into the belly, where we often hold emotion. So you may notice some knots or tension here. And if so, see if tuning into that area helps it dissolve. And continue to scan down the body into the pelvic region, really rooting into your seat, perhaps feeling some heaviness or pressure here. And then allow the breath to sweep through your legs, down your thighs and your calves, noticing all the sensations here. Maybe heat or coolness, prickling or itching. Whatever you notice or don't notice is fine. Then extending your focus into your ankles, feet, and toes. Noticing all sensation here as the breath extends through the body. And then expand your awareness to your whole body, bathing in the soothing breath, relaxing into this time, this place, this moment. And you might take a moment to notice how it feels to relax in the present, being open to this moment, whatever it looks like. And as we come to the end of the session, come back to the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Congratulations on completing day 2 of the 7 days of calming anxiety. It's not always easy to carve out time in our lives to practice. But the more frequently we tune into the present during neutral times, the more we're able to strengthen our ability to connect with the mind and body during times of anxiety. When we connect to our breath and sensation, we can better ground ourselves and view our anxious thoughts with less reactivity. And on that note, we'll be delving into the topic of non-reactivity tomorrow. Move through the rest of your day with peace and ease, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for day 3.